Joe Polak, Democrats Want a Second American Revolution, a Socialist One. By Robert Krajicek on July 1, 2020. Democrats are advancing a socialist revolution to correct the original American Revolution, said Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joe Polak, author of Red November, Will the Country Vote Red for Trump or Red for Socialism? Offering his remarks on Ezra Levant's eponymous Rebel News show. Levant invited Polak's assessment of the upcoming 2020 presidential and congressional elections. We are staring down the barrel of a red November, and I don't see how we recover from that politically if Donald Trump loses because Democrats have made it clear they're not interested in solving the problem they've identified with policing. They just want the issue, and that tells me they want to keep fomenting this sort of unrest. They started defunding the police in various cities. They've abandoned policing in the Oakland Unified School District. They're disbanding the police in Minneapolis. They are cutting $1 billion from the New York City police budget. And even that's not enough for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So they're going to dismantle institutions of law and order. Finally, they are going to permanently alter the rules of the game. The proposal to make Washington, D.C., at least partially a state, to make a 51st state, was passed by the House of Representatives last week. They know it's not going to pass the Senate under Republican control, but if Democrats win the White House, the Senate, and the House, they will pass D.C. statehood. Polak noted that Democrat plans to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. would amount to a de facto addition of two Democrat senators given the district's partisan composition. They will create a 51st state, which they can do under the Constitution. And that will mean a permanent additional two senators from the Democratic Party because D.C. is so heavily Democratic, explained Polak. They will elect two senators from this tiny, tiny state, which would be smaller than most American cities. That will create an almost permanent majority for Democrats in the Senate. Polak warned, what they're going to do is a complete socialist revolution. Before, I thought maybe it was a little whimsical to suggest that. Now I believe it's 100% true. Polak remarked, they're going to create a new Democrat-held Senate. They're going to knock away the filibuster to get rid of minority protections in the Senate. And they're just going to pass whatever they want. It's going to be Green New Deal, amnesty for illegal immigrants, you name it. This is going to be a socialist revolution. They'll rewrite the histories afterwards so that those of us who remember things a little differently will be called racists. We won't be published, we won't be heard. They will tell themselves, the country, and the world that this was the second American Revolution. That this was the socialist revolution to correct all of the flaws in the original model. That's what they can taste already. That's what they feel is happening. Polak went on, the Democrats want a second American Revolution. And on current trends, they're going to get it unless there's a silent majority out there that stands up. That connects to one another despite the attempts to shut down social media. To shut down the Reddit pages, to kick people off Twitter. To ghettoize people in conservative-only media spaces. Polak added, if people can overcome that. And people can still go into the voting booth or vote by mail. If they have the courage to do it without fearing that their votes are not going to be counted because of all the schemes the Democrats have cooked up for coronavirus, then Trump can be re-elected. He will probably be re-elected again as a minority president in the sense that he won't win the popular vote. He'll have to win the Electoral College. Supporters of President Donald Trump are anxious given ongoing unrest, assessed Polak, warning that Democrat control would lead to an extension of political intimidation and persecution of those dissenting from left-wing orthodoxy. Right now the pressure on Trump and his supporters is so relentless that this feels like a bitter and difficult struggle, Polak stated. The feeling of being under siege is palpable, and we are living through a time of terror that will only get worse. The violence may stop. The riots may stop. Protests may stop, but the fear will continue if Democrats win. Polak determined, I do think this is a world historical moment, that the success or failure of our democracy depends on this election. I didn't think that you could get more consequential than 2016, but I do think this is a test of whether we can keep this republic. You know, Nancy Pelosi likes quoting Benjamin Franklin, a republic, if you can keep it. She's busy destroying it, and that quote is the tribute that vice pays to virtue. The future is not predetermined, maintained Polak. Essentially, we're in a situation where the country is going to sink if Democrats win, Polak said. They've made their intentions absolutely clear. We're facing a second American Revolution. It's something that worries us constantly now on the right. And a lot of the anxiety you see comes from a productive place. People are anxious about finding solutions for this. There's still time to turn it around. The degree of isolation that individuals feel right now comes out of a sense of being unable to communicate with one another through the media, and through social media, Polak observed. The search engines have changed. Google and others are quashing traffic, so we are engaged in a war where almost all of the weapons are on the other side and all we have are principles and reason. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.